coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Faith doesn't chicken out because of the result, the temporary result. Okay, I believe I've been healed. I just want to go to the doctor for a proof. So he goes to the doctor for a proof, whoever's sitting there. Then they say, oh, you sure you're all right? He says, yeah, I'm all right. You sure you're breathing fine? I'm breathing fine, yeah? Look, you are worse now than the last test. Then he goes, you sure? No, sir, it can't be. And I say, look at it. Can you read this thing? Yeah. It's worse now than before. We told you you need surgery. The earlier, the better. So go and make up your mind. It's okay. Then he goes, Father. Now, when he was coming to the hospital, he was rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. You know? Now he's going back and says, Father. Oh. Now he sees himself in the hospital. He sees himself admitted. He sees himself being cut open. And I reject it. I reject it. And the more he rejects it, the more he sees it. So he wonders what faith really is. Because he thought this was faith. He thought it was faith because he proclaimed it and went to the doctor and was expecting something nice and didn't happen. He might have even done it 3 times. And the doctor was now finally angry and said, why do you keep coming? I've told you this thing is worse. Let me tell you something. Nobody can know faith like the knowledge you can have in your spirit. Because faith is a response of the human spirit to the word of God. It's not a feeling. It's a response of the human spirit to the word of God. And don't let the circumstances of your life be dictated by what others say, but by what the Word of God says. What the Word of God says. And you should be unshaken by the temporary result. Unshaken. In faith, you set your focus on the result that the word gives to you. You stay your mind on the word. The Bible says, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. The peace of prosperity. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. So you stay your mind. You stay, because your mind can wander from place to place. So you stay your mind on what God gives you. You stay your mind. And every day, you set a time to focus your attention on it. Every day. Give yourself the picture of the result you expect by meditation. And then like we talked about the three stages of meditation, you remember? What's the final stage? Hagar. What happens there? You roar. At that point, it just dawns on your spirit, and nobody can take it from you. See, at the beginning stages, you're meditating on it. You see, I'm working on something. See, faith may not create it for you at once. It can create it over a period of time. Could be hours, days, weeks, months, or even years, depending on what the case is. You set your mind on it. From time to time, you create that picture in your mind and drop it in your spirit. You see, you create it in your mind because your imaginative power is your creative ability. Are you hearing me? So you use your mind to imagine it and drop it in your spirit, and your spirit will create it for you. And once you have it strong in your spirit, it'll come out in your words. Until you live in the realm and the reality of that which you have created within your spirit. And then nobody can take it away from you because it's now so real. It's there. It's real. The circumstances may lie to you, but that's what they are now. They're lying. Now you know. You know that you know that you know you've got it. Outwardly, it may not look so. But now you know you've got it. You know. You know. Now it will be revealed in your prayer, the way you talk about it. You're not going to be asking God for it anymore. You've transcended that. Because now you know you got it. Faith knows. Because faith is evidence. You see that? Faith is evidence. It's proof. When it's faith, it's proof. You can't have faith and come back and say, I don't know why I didn't get it. Because faith doesn't know it didn't get it. Because faith got it and faith had the proof. How could you have had faith and come back to say, I don't know why I didn't get it? The moment you can think, why didn't I get it? You should know you didn't have faith. Because faith didn't get it. You get it? Because faith is the substance. That means proof. Present evidence. Faith is the title deed. Don't you understand? The title deed to unseen realities. That means when it's faith, it means you have the proof that you have it. Now, if you come back and say, I don't know why it didn't work. It didn't work. I thought you said you had evidence. You mean your evidence was a lie? If it was a lie, it was not faith. You see that? Faith is the evidence. Proof. How could you have a proof of something and say, I don't know why it didn't work? It didn't work? I thought you said you had evidence that it worked. You see? That fellow didn't know what faith was. He was living in unbelief and thought he had faith. You still there? Faith is proof. Faith is evidence. Faith is substance. I got it. I got it. I know, I know, I know. I know. I know. I'm living in the reality of it. I know, I know, I know. Glory to God, I know. Thank you, Lord Jesus, I know, I know. And I give praise to God. Father, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, I'm not praying to make it happen. Because I already have it. See that? I'm not trying to make God do it. Because I have proof that I have it. That's faith. Can you see it? Hey, paint the picture. Have the image. Drop it in your spirit. Let your spirit create it for you. And once your spirit has it made, you got it. Now you can walk around saying, I have it. I sure do. I'm a successful life. Man, oh man, I'm a successful life. I'm telling you, I'll never be defeated. See that? I'll never be defeated. It's impossible. I'm a victor for life. Oh yeah, sure. Come on. Come on. I'll never be broke in my life. Never. So somebody said, if something should happen and you're broke, you change. Change? You don't understand this thing. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about one day you might just wake up and discover you are now a girl? No, does it go through your mind? That maybe one day you just sleep and then you just wake up. You that you are a man. You just suddenly, I mean, you're a man. You have maybe 3-5 children. Suddenly you just wake up and find you are now a girl. No, does it go through your mind that it might happen? If that can't go through your mind, neither should this go through your mind about failure. Listen, listen. See, you can have a weapon and you don't know how to use it. You're not dangerous. And even if you know how to use it, you don't have the guts to use it, you are not dangerous. But if you got it, and know how to use it, and have the guts to, you're sure dangerous. If you have money in the bank, lots of money, and you don't know about it, you don't change your life. You've got to know about it to be able to use it. If you don't know, you live like you never had it. But if you know, you must have the faith to use it, the willingness to use it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Yola, Luxuriant Growth Arena, Karewa Extension, Jimeta, Yola. Worship with us on Sundays, Church 1, 7 a.m., Church 2, 9 a.m. Wednesdays, Lunch Hour Service, 12 p.m., Midweek Service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-346-9603 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.